Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The cause of spending over $1.5 trillion at the time, estimates now are up to $4 trillion. How did George W. Pappy Bush say it?
Saddam Hussein. This aggression against the people of Kuwait will not stand. This aggression by Saddam Hussein will not stand, right?
Remember? Then the sun came in. We're going to get rid of the greatest threat mankind has ever faced. Saddam Hussein. A tin-horn, goat-herding, womanizing, harem-having military loser. Who is it? A loser. But he had WMD. And he was the greatest threat to mankind. And we're going to go in there and we're going to get rid of all those WMDs. Because that will make the world a safe place for American forces. You know, to climb Snow Peak Mountains in search of Yetis to destroy. Here we are, 17 years later, or after that one, 13 years later, or 14 years later, and now we have to hire Air Force pilots, make sure that they're retained so that they can be ready to fly B-52 nuclear bomb carrying live missions. Now, if you're going to carry a nuclear warhead, I have to ask the question, who are you going to drop it on? Now, if you're the rest of the planet, isn't that a fair question to ask? Hey, Llama, you know, America. Who are you going to drop the nuke on? Oh, we're not going to, we don't intend to drop it on anyone. Now, I must have missed the headline this weekend where it said that Russia and Vladimir Putin were ready to drop nukes on someone. Did you see that headline? I must have missed it, but it had to have been out there. The Russians must have marshaled all sorts of their B-52 equivalent planes, must have them at the end of a runway somewhere, must be loading them up with nuclear weapons, and must be getting ready to fly. You know, it's kind of like the scene in The Wizard of Oz. Fly, my pretties, fly! Well, we're going to fly, my pretties, fly B-52 bombers with nukes on them.